I'm Jana Lewis, and here's your OFM Agriculture Bulletin. Four suspects that were arrested in connection with the murder of Saki and Ina van den Berg in their farmhouse outside Boshoff in the Free State remain in custody after a brief appearance in the Boshoff District Court on Thursday. Daniel Silwane, Johannes Ekgoro, Kat Tami and Tsatsi Daniel Lepele are expected to appear next Thursday and Friday for formal bail application. Police spokesperson Tandi Mbambu says a fifth suspect that was arrested did not appear as he was provisionally released because he couldn't be positively linked to the crime. The suspects face charges of murder, possession of unlicensed firearms, aggravated robbery, theft of a motor vehicle and theft following the murder of the Alde van den Berg couple on their farm Blobos last Friday. Two farmers from Uniondale in the Eastern Cape have been granted bail after appearing in court in connection with two separate shooting incidents during a protest in the town this week. The pair allegedly discharged their firearms in the direction of the protesters, where three people sustained injuries in one of the incidents. Police spokesperson Malcolm Poyi says a revolver, a shotgun and a rifle were confiscated and will be sent for ballistic analysis. He says they face charges of attempted murder, the pointing of a firearm and the illegal discharge of a firearm within a municipal area.
The two accused, Nicholas Herbert and Martinus Luke, appeared in the George Magistrate Court. The matter was postponed to the 29th of July. They paid bail of 1,000 rand each.
Provincial police in the Northern Cape and the Kimberley Police Station are reaching out to the less fortunate, including farming communities, as part of a blanket drive. Police spokesperson Sergio Cook says the Keep Me Warm and Safe blanket drive, in conjunction with other stakeholders, started in 2011, adding 32,000 blankets have been collected and distributed since then. Police members also joined hand and collected more than 120 blankets in the past few weeks to distribute to communities in need as part of Mandela Month.
We intend to go out and go and distribute these blankets on Monday. Going out with our Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Rizmati Shivuri, and he'll be accompanied by our MEC for Transport Safety and Liaison, Mayor Nontobeko Velakazi, and we'll be going out to the needy people in Kimberley area to go and distribute these blankets together with grocery hampers that we have collected as well to give them some food at the same time.
Now back to the Free State. Tune in to OFM's agricultural show Before Dawn with Gerben van Niekerk on Monday between 5 and 6 a.m. when the MEC of Agriculture in the Free State, William Bulwane, will speak to OFM News' Christelise Miller live. Bulwane is expected to share his vision for agriculture in the province while looking at farm attacks and murders, general safety-related issues such as stock theft, especially at the Lesotho border, as well as land reform and government development projects. And now for your agricultural commodities. The latest traded price per tonne is 5,270 rand for soya, sunflowers trading at 5,020 rand and wheat at 4,490 rand. White maize is trading at 2,908 rand and yellow maize at 2,769 rand per tonne. This was your agricultural bulletin only on OFM.